Ek gesels met Dr. Vanessa Lappener, 'n dermatoloog van Seepunt, in 'n reeks oor algemene velkwessies. Dokter, kan jy jouself kortliks voorstel en agtergrond verskaf oor jou praktyk?
Dr. Vanessa Lappener. I'm a specialist dermatologist working in Seapoint in Cape Town from an integrative dermatology practice. And I'm very much into looking at skin holistically. So when we deal with skin, we look at nutritional aspects, we look at all aspects of what's going on in the body to deal with any kind of inflammatory skin condition and try to offer our patients a full 360 approach to skin, both from a medical point of view, also integrating aesthetics and laser skin therapy into our approach to skincare. So apart from just being the founder of Tash 360, which is my baby at work, I'm also founder of Root 4, which is a new, very exciting skincare launch that's about to happen in South Africa. So it's a dermacosmetic, it's a cosmeceutical, medical-grade skincare within the clean beauty space. So that's up and coming.
In hierdie insetsel gesels ons oor ekseem. Dr. Lappener, hoe verskil ekseem van gewone ander velirritasies?
So eczema is an umbrella term, as you kind of made reference to, and it refers to a mechanism whereby your immune system has been stimulated and it results in a skin barrier being disrupted, which means the skin barrier is there to keep all your hydration and moisture in and to prevent allergens and things that are going to irritate the skin out. And an eczema that breaks down, and then you get redness and flaking and, you know, weeping and itching. So it refers to that process. Skin, like any other kind of skin inflammation, whether it's psoriasis, which is a more totally different immune-mediated kind of skin inflammatory condition, to an insect bite, which is more histamine, like allergy-mediated, it's very different. And within the whole umbrella of eczema, the most common eczema is atopic eczema. That's the kind you get in childhood or that runs in families. And in 60% of cases, there's actually a gene that is mutated called filigrin. And that's what glues our skin cells together. So if that gene is mutated, skin cells are leaky, like it's a leaky skin. And that's why you're so prone to getting skin irritation and inflammation. And the fact that your sister has eczema is like a good indication that even though you didn't have it in childhood, we call it a predisposition to atopy. That's asthma, hay fever, allergies, eczema, they all kind of go together. And often it does. Like people don't have it in childhood and it will flare up in adult life. And often there's a contact that could be at play there. And so when an adult suddenly develops eczema, we'll go looking, you know, is it on the hands? Could it be from the sanitizers? Are they allergic to fragrance? Are they allergic to a metal, you know, around the ears or the belt line? So you do have to do a little bit more detective work in someone who's presenting with eczema as an adult.
Is daar enige iets spesifiek wat ekseem kan ontketen of wat het tot gevolg kan hê?
So there's the atopic eczema as one group. Then you've got your contact dermatitis, contact eczema is another group. That's when you actually contact with something that you're allergic to and can test for that. You can do patch tests. Then you've got another group, which is called photodermatitis. That's eczema from the sun. Some people get exposed to the sun and that can trigger eczema on their skin. So there are many different kind of subcategories of eczema. And although we treat symptomatically the symptom of red, itchy skin the same way, it's very important to know what the trigger for that eczema is because you have to treat the cause. And then there's also the whole issue of what we're now learning. As I mentioned before, I work very much in an integrative dermatology practice. And for me, inflammation on the skin is a red flag that something is going on with your immune system. Your immune system is hyperstimulated. Why? And we're learning more and more that the gut, the skin, the mind, they're all interconnected. There's this axis. So if you're stressed, for example, that causes something called leaky gut. And most of our immune system sitting around the gut and proteins that shouldn't be coming through the gut are now stimulating the immune system, and that can actually manifest in the skin as eczema. So it's a very common scenario that my patients will come into me when they're very stressed or run down and their eczema has flared. And so we try and help them through that through eating anti-inflammatory foods and stress management, mindfulness. All these things are very important when you're treating eczema.
Gaan eczeem ooit werklik weg wanneer jy dit eers gekry het?
So again, it comes back to the type of eczema. So childhood, if you get eczema as a child, atopic eczema, 2/3 of those kids are going to grow out of their eczema by adult life. Sometimes come back as an adult as hand eczema, most commonly. If it's a contact, as long as you are getting contact to something that's triggering that eczema, so for your sister, if it's an eye makeup, if it's her nail polish and you know she's touching her face and it's triggering the eczema, then as long as she's exposed to that contact, the eczema will recur. But specifically eczema over the eyebrows is sometimes, it's called dermatitis, but it's actually not really eczema as we know it. We call it seborrheic dermatitis. And that's something very different because it's related to yeast that lives on our scalp called Pityrosporum. And what happens is that can trigger flaking over the eyebrows, sometimes here on the folds between the nose and the mouth, flaking in the beard in men, and dandruff. That's the common scenario. And that is chronic, but you can control it by controlling that population of Pityrosporum folliculitis on the scalp with shampoos that are medicated with ketoconazole or selenium sulfide. So that's like your sister, it depends what it looks like, if it's more flaking or if it's an actual patch of eczema. But if it keeps on coming back in that one spot on the eyebrow, very much chase the contact there. Just make sure she's not being exposed to something that's triggering it in that particular spot.
Is kortison die enigste ding wat eczeem voldoende kan behandel?
I can tell you a funny story that when I was a registrar and I used to be on call and my husband was always with me, and he used to say, I can answer your phone calls because the only thing you ever tell them to do is to give them a cortisone cream. He's like, I can be on call for you because that's all you do. All you need to do to be a dermatologist is to be able to prescribe a cortisone cream, which I think is very unfair since we study 4 years to understand the skin properly. But your answer is actually no. And on the face, I don't use cortisone creams hardly ever. I use something called a calcineurin inhibitor, which is another category of cream. So they are anti-inflammatory. They modulate your immune response to the skin to inflammation, but they are much safer, especially around the eyes. You want to avoid cortisone because you have the risk of cataract formation. So sometimes I'll use a cortisone cream for 2-3 days to get acute control if the skin is very, very red and angry. And then I always convert them to a calcineurin inhibitor. And the key with eczema is maintenance. So you do not stop. I think that's the thing that most people do wrong, is it goes away and so they stop the cream. But you have to keep on a maintenance program to stop it from coming back, at least for, you know, if it's been there for years, you want to do it at least for a month to make sure it's not going to recur. Or you can do pulse treatment where you treat it, still treat for another week or 2 weeks to make sure it's not coming back. And then every weekend you use your calcineurin inhibitor as a maintenance prevention of rebound flares.